John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic. Sheil, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
We're doing great. Hope you are as well. And, Sheil, obviously lots of excitement around here in the Nashville area about the Titans, 8-2 right now in first place in the AFC. They have lost Derrick Henry, but have managed to win a couple of games without him. What have been your impressions of the Titans so far this year, especially the last couple of weeks and what they've been able to do without Derrick Henry?
Well, I think they're in great shape because you look at the AFC playoff picture and they've got that 2-win lead on every other team, and they've got the easiest remaining schedule in the entire NFL. I mean, if you take care of business against the Texans, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, you're already at 12 wins there. And so to me, the key is getting that number one seed. I mean, getting that bye and home field throughout is such a huge advantage now that only one team has a bye. So that's got to be the focus now. It's not going to be easy. I think there's going to be some ugly games like we saw last week against the Saints. I mean, if you look at the offense, the last 2 weeks, I think 33 first downs. They haven't exactly been lighting it up there without Derrick Henry. So there are going to be some bumps in the road. So to me, offensively, they're kind of in survival mode. You know, they've got to figure out a way to hit on some more explosive plays. I think they've only got two completions of 20-plus yards in their last two games. So it doesn't always have to look pretty, but they've got to find a way to produce those explosive plays. And then defensively, their defense has really been a revelation this year. I mean, really one of the most improved units in the entire NFL. And with the way those guys are playing up front, specifically Jeffrey Simmons, DeNico Autry, Harold Landry, it doesn't have to be too complicated. You know, rush with four, play coverage in the back, don't give up big plays, produce some turnovers, and they should be pretty good there. So I think they're not a juggernaut. You know, I'm not saying go book your Super Bowl tickets quite yet, but I do think they're in good shape in the AFC.
Well, you deal with that and a lot of great things, as always, Sheil, in the Week 10 reality check. A couple teams that I think are, I guess, surging, right? In this AFC, it only takes a week sometimes for it to feel like a surge, I guess. It's so all over the map. But the Chiefs and the Patriots. And the Patriots, it has been a build here to what they are. What you write about their offensive line and how special it could be. And then obviously we all saw the Chiefs look like the Chiefs in Vegas. What about those two teams? Where do they fit into this AFC picture in your mind right now?
Yeah, with the Chiefs, I kind of just kept waiting. You know, I looked at it, I said, hey, Mahomes is healthy, the offensive line is fine, Kelsey's healthy, Hill's healthy, Andy Reid is still there. Like, there's got to be a chance that they're going to figure this out at some point. Now, it was only one game Sunday night against the Raiders, but that certainly looked like the old Chiefs, where you have Mahomes throwing for over 400 yards and five touchdowns. And so I'm still a little bit in wait-and-see mode. You know, I think their struggles earlier in the season were legit. I don't think they were completely fluky or anything like that. So I want to see more of them, but certainly they have that ceiling. I mean, no one wants to play the Chiefs in the playoffs. They still have the best player in the NFL. They still have that ceiling to be the most explosive offense in the NFL. So let's see what they do Sunday against the Cowboys and then in future weeks here. I think they're going to be there in the postseason in the end. I'm not quite sure what version of the Chiefs we're going to get. And the Patriots, you know, I thought they were a little bit overrated, to be honest, for most of the season. They had beat up on the Jets a couple times. They had beat up on some teams that weren't exactly great competition. But what they did last week against the Browns, that certainly made me rethink that viewpoint. You know, I thought Mac Jones, they're not putting everything on his plate, but, man, he made some high degree of difficulty throws in that game. Their offensive line is healthy now, and so they're going to put him in position to succeed, and the defense has been pretty consistent all season long. So, yeah, I think the Patriots, certainly the arrow is pointing up here.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Sheil, obviously there's a lot of really good teams in the NFC at the top of the NFC right now. If you had to identify one as your team to beat in the NFC, who would it be?
Oof, that's a tough one. I've been waffling a little bit, but you know what? Let's go out on a limb here, I guess, a little bit. And I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys. When you look at the team that sort of week in and week out, that one game against the Broncos aside, they've just been so consistent offensively, and they've got so many answers. I like teams that can win in a variety of ways, and I think the Cowboys can do that. I think Dak Prescott's been playing as well as any quarterback in the NFL. They've got weapons for him. They've got the offensive line. They've got the run game if they want to go to that. And then defensively, I was not expecting this at all from their defense, but they've played really well. They haven't just been mediocre. They've actually been above average. They've been really good. And so I like that Cowboys team a lot. Now, if you gave me like 10 minutes or, you know, if I thought about changing my mind, the team would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they're coming off that loss last week, but obviously you still got to believe in kind of the infrastructure there with Brady. I mean, a lot of the things I said about the Cowboys really apply to the Bucs and that they could win in a variety of ways. And so I think they're going to be right there in the end. I think they've got a little bit, got to get a little bit healthier and a little bit better on defense. But those are kind of the two teams that really stand out to me.
Well, and if the Cowboys keep that up, maybe that helps. Maybe that helps inform this question. But MVP right now, I can't figure it out. Of course, around here, it's like, man, Derrick Henry might actually be in position here, given just sort of the lack of an obvious. I think there's a lot of good candidates, but there's no one right now who's really stepping up and seizing it. Who do you like for that? And also NFL Coach of the Year, Sheil?
Yeah, you know, with MVP, I think at the, I wrote a piece for kind of the midseason on The Athletic, and I had Kyler Murray then, but obviously he's missed two games. I'm not counting him out of it. You know, I do think he was kind of putting that team on his back during that hot stretch they had. So if he comes back this week and gets hot, he certainly could be the guy. Dak Prescott absolutely could be the guy. Tom Brady, I mean, if you look at Brady's numbers, like, he could easily throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. I mean, he could break multiple records. We kind of take it for granted, you know, week to week. And again, last week was not his best week. But if we zoom out a little bit and look at what he's done, he's got to be in the mix there a little bit. So those are some of the names that come to mind. And the sleeper would probably be Josh Allen. He hasn't done it. You know, I don't think they've been the most impressive offense so far, but if you kind of look at their remaining schedule and what he could potentially do, I think certainly he's the guy who would be in the mix. So if you're asking me right now, you know, I might go for Dak Prescott because I do think they've been a great team and I do think he's been very consistent. So he would be certainly a name in the mix. Coach of the Year, I absolutely think Mike Vrabel's got to be in the conversation. I mean, they lose their offensive coordinator, and they're sitting here at 8-2. They lose Derrick Henry for a couple games, and so what they've done defensively and just finding a way to win games, he's somebody I would absolutely put in the mix. And I'm not sleeping on Sean Payton. I mean, I know they're not the most fun watch every week. They're not the most impressive team, but man, I did not think they were going to be able to be even this competitive and to trot Trevor Siemian out there and still almost beat the Titans on the road. Like, if they get into the playoffs, I'm going to have a hard time saying that's not the most impressive coaching job I've seen this year.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Sheil, appreciate so much you taking time to join us today.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Sheil Kapadia does a great job covering the NFL for The Athletic.
Payton is a good call, and honestly, we've talked about these things, probably should have been mentioning him because it's true. I mean, you look at all they've gone through and just what they were supposed to have this year if they get in the playoffs, and that's a big if. You know, you can't lose games at home to Atlanta too much, stuff like that, and get in the playoffs, but they might get in, and that would be – that would have to make him a contender.
Yeah, it would. I still – you know, he brings up – Dak Prescott for the MVP, Brady. Like, Brady is, I know it didn't go well for him last week, but he is probably going to throw for 50 touchdowns this year at the age of 44.
50-ish. Yeah.
62.
Yeah.
He truly is the Pharaoh.
Well, that's true. I mean, and it depends on them, because obviously they've hit a rough patch. But we all remember last year that they hit a rough patch and they were just fine.
They're going to be okay.
They're going to be fine. If they end hot and those numbers stay the same, yeah, he might just sneak up and grab this thing like the Sphinx. My gosh, the Sphinx.
We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what Shield had to say there. Take your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Attention men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. Right now, Andrew from Hillside Medical Clinic joins me to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hello there. That's right. We are helping men with erectile dysfunction from age 20 to age 90, frankly. Men are sick of the pills. They're sick of going to the pharmacy, and they're sick of not as much blood flow as they used to have. Our technology at Hillside Medical Clinic, called Wave Therapy, is clinically proven to open up and regrow blood vessels. So just think about it. More blood flow in the bedroom, where you want it, when you want it, without the use of chemicals.
So, Andrew, what kinds of clinical studies have been done on this technology?
If you go to hillsidemedicalclinic.com, you can read almost 50 clinical studies. Cambridge University even vetted our technology, showed it to be safe and effective. It has been called the new standard of care for erectile dysfunction.
And, Andrew, you have a special offer if our listeners call in right now.
A lot of value. If you're ready to get your game back in the bedroom, call us now. The assessment exam and blood flow ultrasound will be free. You can leave your wallet at home, by the way. Plus a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. You will love it. Worth hundreds of dollars. We're doing it free to callers now.
You heard it, guys. You can put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Tune in to the NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. The Game of the Week this Sunday on 102.5 The Game, the Dallas Cowboys at the Kansas City Chiefs with a 3:25 p.m. kickoff. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Thanks to Sheil Kapadia for joining us in the last segment. Dennis on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, The Kansas City Cheeks. Is this what we're going to call them? Patrick Mahomes and company from now on. Especially if they lose this game.
They were Cheeks before this last week.
They were. I'm still not 100% convinced that they're all of a sudden back.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
It looked, they looked a lot like the Chiefs the other night. Now, how much of that is them? How much of that is, I almost call them Oakland, Las Vegas.
The Raiders.
Yeah. We'll find out.
But this, the much larger sample size is still of the Chiefs being very good. You know, not this year, but overall. But yeah, I'm with you. Let's see it some more. I think probably they're going to get in the tournament, just like Shiel said, and not necessarily a team you're going to relish playing in that thing. If they've got some things figured out.
We're going to be joined by Nashville SC defender Walker Zimmerman coming up at 8:30. So looking forward to that conversation here in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Andrew from Dover texting in. Did y'all see the stat that Derrick Henry is tied for most rushing yards this season and hasn't played since week 8? This is coming from Andrew from Dover.
Yep. They'll finally catch him at some point. A few weeks into his absence. Pretty amazing.
I mean, Jonathan Taylor probably going to win the rushing title now if he could stay healthy, would be my guess.
Yep.
Put him at the leader in the clubhouse. So
the Colts got that going for him.
Yeah.
That's a nice consolation prize.
Yeah, it's you know, I know we've talked about Derrick Henry a lot. It does kind of suck to look back on this and think about what could have been in front of him. Just purely beyond what it means for the Titans, like, I still think the Titans are going to be okay. They're going to make the playoffs, obviously. They might end up with a one seed, and we'll see what happens in terms of his availability. But just in terms of what we were watching and where this season could have put him in terms of the all-time great running back discussion, I mean, he very likely could have gotten 2,000 yards again, could have won an NFL MVP, and it sucks we're not going to be able to see that.
Yeah, it's tough because it is a small window. I mean, I think it'll be a I'm sure his window may be a lot bigger than others, but I mean, this is it right now. This is the prime, and we just don't know. He's gonna rehab and he's gonna heal up and come back, but you don't know if this affects him long term. If this has any sort of diminishing effect on him, can't say it. I mean, look, everyone will say you can fully recover from this for sure, but doctors will also tell you it is tricky, especially you think about someone who's 6'3", 250. Who does the kind of cutting on his feet that he does when you have something like this. I mean, it is worrisome.
Mason on YouTube says, I like Shield. Actually sounds like he watches the games and not just Red Zone like most NFL media.
Shield's very good. Shield's very thorough. And Shield's a huge advanced stats guy.
Yep.
I'm not huge on that stuff, but I like – he does a good job of making it digestible, making it, you know, relating it, making it relatable, you know, to the games you watch. Yeah, very informed.
Who is your, if you had to pick one team in the NFC right now, who would it be? He's going with the Cowboys, and he said if you gave him 10 minutes, he'd think about the Bucs. Who is your one team right now in the NFC?
I mean, I'm between the Bucs and Packers. I hear him on the Cowboys. And they can win different ways. I mean, I think that's a good way to look at it. But I think ultimately I would go with Rodgers or Brady probably in a big game against that team. And I love the story of Arizona. I still think the Rams, right now the Rams are in there just like the Bucks. They're both in a little skid here. But they're going to be there too. And so I just went through five teams. But I think I would probably rank it Packers and then Bucks, I think, actually. Because the Packers defense just impresses me.
They have the number three defense in the league, which that's a pretty big difference with this group than what they've had the last few years. So, we'll see what happens on that front. I think, to Shield's point, like home field advantage in the playoffs and getting that first round bye has become pretty big from the standpoint of it's one team in each conference. Now, I realize the Packers had that last year. And Tampa Bay came in there and won. So, Tampa Bay still, I think, is probably the biggest threat to the Packers. But there is a difference in going up to Lambeau in January than going to Jerry World in the controlled environment. When it's -5 in Lambeau, that does make a little bit of a difference.
It does. Didn't hurt Brady last year.
It did not. It does not make a difference to the Pharaoh.
Yeah, that's
right. He's played in a few cold weather games before.
He's climate-proof.
Does it make you
is embalmed and climate proof.
That's right. Does it make you nervous if you're a Titans fan that now everybody's just all over the Titans and the Bills and they're totally ignoring the Chiefs and the Ravens and everybody else after last week? It's a lot of Titans and Bills love today out there. For those who are saying the Titans are being disrespected, I've not seen much of that this week.
No, not at all. And I mean, look, you got to enjoy something. Like if you're always complaining about respect, you can't now get like anxious or nervous because you're getting it. So just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It makes sense right now.
Embrace the love.
I mean, the AFC is just – it's just hard to – right now. I mean, I was sure that the Browns were going to be a real threat this year.
I can't figure them out.
I can't figure them out. I do think the Patriots are good, but I'm holding off a little bit on that. You know, I do think the Chiefs are probably – that would be – those would be the three teams that I would look at, Chiefs, Bills, and Titans. The Ravens are still capable of, for all that they've gone through, I think are still capable of making a run too, but then sometimes they look so bad.
Doesn't it kind of feel like with the Ravens that if Lamar is not outstanding in a game, and I don't even mean good, I mean outstanding in a game, that they seem a little limited?
Yeah, their defense has just – you know, has really taken a step back. And some of that is injuries, but that's where you kind of could always count on them play at least good defense, although Derrick Henry kind of punched that defense in the mouth a couple years ago. But for the most part, and they did a good job here last year. you know, in that playoff win in Nissan. I mean, good defense, and then the run game, and then if he's good, then they have a good chance of winning. But yeah, now it's like he has to play hero ball for them to win a big playoff game. So I don't know. It's hard. Like, how could you not conclude right now that the Titans are right there, even without Derrick Henry right now?
When we come back, we'll be joined by Nashville SC defender Walker Zimmerman. Looking forward to that conversation with NSC, getting the playoffs underway coming up next week. NFL Week 11 is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every single week, and Thursday night, a great opportunity to give it a try. All you got to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. The Patriots and the Falcons in action tonight. Cordarrelle Patterson questionable in this game. Give me the Patriots on the money line. Give me Mac Jones on the under passing, and give me Matt Ryan on the over passing. But you take it any way you want to take it. Offers like this are why I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to use. It's America's number one sportsbook. So if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code ROB to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win during the Sunday afternoon matchup between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Once again, that promo code is ROB, so they know that I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.vandal.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And the MLS playoffs right around the corner for Nashville SC. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Nashville SC star defender Walker Zimmerman. Walker, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I'm doing well, man. Just on the way to training. How are you guys?
We are great. Good. We appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. So, Walker, obviously an incredibly successful season this year for your club in the regular season. Now switching gears and putting your attention on the playoffs, and we'll get to that coming up here in just a second. But just from your vantage point, how would you describe what this season was like for your group and the consistency with which you guys were able to play?
I think consistency is a great word. Not many teams can come in as an expansion team and go back-to-back making the playoffs. And then to do so this season, you know, ending in a higher-seeded position, giving ourselves a home playoff match again, those things are really important. And so we've seen a lot of growth in our ability to score goals, been solid defensively both these first two seasons. And so now we feel like now we just got to go further in the playoffs and ultimately try and win an MLS Cup.
Yeah, like how different does it feel, Walker, I guess, you know, psychologically going into this postseason? Because there is more, at least outside expectation. Is there anything different internally last year to this year?
I think maybe just confidence a little bit, but you're right. You know, within the group, we expect to be here, expect to be in the playoffs, certainly even more so this year than last year. And we aren't satisfied yet. We still got to win a piece of hardware for the city and bring home a trophy. So that's our focus. And then certainly outside expectations are now a little bit more this year. Teams have obviously gotten to see us, prepare for us, know a little bit more of our players, what our tendencies are. And so to be able to have another successful season, despite all that, is very impressive.
Walker, you mentioned the goals and obviously having a more dangerous offensive attack this year. And look, there's a lot of people, yourself included, who are responsible for that. But Hani Mukhtar and what he's been able to do this year, you know, coming up big for you in so many games and being so consistent with how dangerous he is around the goal. Just what's it been like to be his teammate and to watch him do his thing this year?
It's been awesome. You know, Hani was a guy who last year, I think, was just getting used to the league, kind of getting settled into living in the States. And I think even if you ask Hani, he would say that he was underperforming to his talent. And so this year we've seen him just firing on all cylinders, having a really good partnership with CJ Sapong. And both of them have done a great job for us in terms of getting the ball in the net, creating chances. And it's just made us a more complete team. So certainly having a player like Hani who can take over a game any given weekend is a big plus, and we're happy to have him here.
So, Walker, I'm just wondering what this time is like for you. I mean, we're less than a week removed from a dominant performance for the U.S. men's national team against Mexico. Taylor Twellman says, best of you, quote, best game he's ever had for the United States and the biggest game he's ever played in. So playing at a high level, tremendous success there, tremendous excitement around that. And, of course, now you have the postseason. Like, do you have extra, I don't know, extra caffeine going right now? Like, extra sleep? Like, what is this time like for you between these two teams?
Well, I'm certainly trying to get all the recovery in that I can. So trying to do everything that I can do to take care of my body between all these quick turnarounds. And mentally just trying to stay focused and driven. I mean, this is the time of year where, you know, you want to be playing. And you want to be playing in these big games. So it almost makes it, you know, easier to get up for them, more exciting because of the magnitude of those games. And now it's about flipping that switch, you're right, from national team back to Nashville as we go on our playoff run.
Nashville SC defender Walker Zimmerman on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Walker, speaking of playing for the national team, just what's that experience been like for you? And I guess how much does it mean to you to strap on that USA jersey every time you're out there?
It's been amazing. You know, it's been January of 2017 was my first cap, and these past 5-6 years have absolutely flown by. But I certainly never take it for granted. And, you know, getting my first appearances in World Cup qualifiers, they're just different animals, and they're so important, not only for individuals in their careers, but the team and the dynamic of a group, you know, chasing after qualifying for a World Cup is really special and fun to be a part of. So we're all committed. We're all extremely driven and focused, and each game just brings its own challenges that we got to tackle. So it's been a lot of fun. Certainly can't wait for the next two windows, but you know, before that, we gotta take care of business here in Nashville.
So on that front, Walker, if there's one aspect of this team's game that needs to, you know, get to another level for a run, what would it be?
That's a great question. You know, I think for us, it's probably not falling down early. We've had a couple games this season where we've let in a really early goal, and we've been fortunate enough and good enough to get our way back in the games. But sometimes that only results in a tie. But we've dug ourselves into a little bit of a hole too often this season. So I think just making sure we get off to really good starts in all of these games ahead is probably going to be a really important factor.
Walker, how do you describe what Gary Smith and the vision that he has for your team, your group, and your style of play, what that's meant, and just the job that you think he's done? Obviously, you guys have a lot of talented players on the field, but the job that you think Gary Smith has done through this season and navigating through what is a really long and grueling and grinding MLS season, as you know.
Well, he's certainly done a great job. I mentioned about the expansion teams and the challenges that come with being an expansion team, and I think having won in MLS before, I think he knows, you know, what it takes, and he knows the simplicity that you're going to need sometimes, the collectiveness that you're going to need all the time, and so he's kind of brought that collectiveness, that work ethic, that tough to break down mentality to the group, and we've certainly embodied those characteristics.
So Walker, how much are you looking forward? You mentioned having the home playoff match. How much are you looking forward to the crowd this year? You remember, you know, the playoff match last year, there was a limited capacity crowd. Like, how much are you looking forward to seeing what this environment's going to be like next week?
I can't wait. I mean, this is a huge opportunity for the club. You know, not a lot of teams are hosting playoff games every year. And so I hope that, you know, our fans, the city recognizes the importance of games like these and can come out and give us all the support that we can get. And then, hopefully, you know, depending on how the games go, we can host another one.
Absolutely. Well, Walker, we appreciate so much you taking time to join us today. Congratulations on all the success that you've had, and looking forward to some continued success coming up in the playoffs.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Walker Zimmerman, Nashville SC defender, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. You talk about exhausting. You know, obviously, he's a prime athlete. He's 28 years old. But bouncing back and forth from Nashville SC and the MLS to the U.S. men's national team and just the intensity that goes along with those games, now coming back, having to focus on a playoff run. First off, the dude is an absolute stud. Walker Zimmerman, a great player for Nashville SC, but it's been quite the year for him, both in MLS play and international play as well.
I think he's got a 50-inch vertical.
He can jump,
man. I can't prove that. but, yeah, these stats on the World Cup qualifier, 8 of 10 duels won, 6 of 7 aerial duels won, 8 clearances, 4 interceptions. And it's going to be, and obviously, now is now. It's Nashville SC. It's the playoffs. But, like, soccer, you know, soccer fans worldwide, like, he's emerging as a key guy for right now, especially for soccer fans in this country, what the USMNT is doing right now is very encouraging after, you know, a stretch of very not encouraging. So it's pretty cool to see, you know, a Nashville athlete have that kind of impact and what looks like a really strong role, you know, with that team moving forward.
Yep, and you can catch the Nashville SC taking on Orlando City SC coming up next Tuesday in the first round of the playoffs. Match begins at 7 o'clock. You can hear pregame at 6:45 here on ESPN 94.9. The environments, if you've been to a Nashville SC game at Nissan Stadium, it's awesome. I mean, you have a great time there. I'm expecting a pretty good environment next Tuesday as they take on Orlando City. It's going to be pretty awesome to watch. Yet another home playoff game hosted, and as Walker mentioned at the end of that interview there, things go well. Maybe another one coming after that.
Yeah, don't take them for granted.
Nope. Absolutely not. So it's going to be fun to watch and see what happens on that front. We'll take your thoughts on Nashville SC. The Titans, everything on the table on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll have our best and worst thing in sports coming up next as well, so we'll take those submissions as well on the text line, 615-737-1025. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from Rock Bottom Brewery on Broadway this Sunday. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Mark Howard, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. You can join them from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. live at Rock Bottom Brewery on Broadway prior to the Titans taking on the Houston Texans. The NFL pregame show brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for the best and worst things in sports. As always, we will take your submissions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, for your best and worst things in sports. And as we do every week, we'll kick things off with Joe Rexroad, who a few weeks ago switched up the format. I thought it was nice. Good power move by Rexroad, going best and worst at the same time. I like it. So Joe Rexroad will continue the tradition. We turn things over to you. Your best and worst things in sports.
Now I want to go back to the old way.
Okay.
But whatever.
This is your show. You do whatever you want.
It's not my show. It's our show.
Aw, Joe.
Isn't that nice? So, okay, I'm doing both?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, when you have, you know, these are so, these don't belong in the same discussion, but that's
fine. Do you want to do them separately?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, best thing in sports. Let me tell you what the best thing in sports is. The Golden State freaking Warriors.
Oh, boy.
I am so excited about the Golden State Warriors. They're going to win it all. I'm going to go ahead and call that shot. Don't you give me that probably not. I'm going to call that shot right now. They're going to get Klay Thompson. They're going to get James Wiseman. I don't know how much James Wiseman helped them, but Jonathan Kuminga, incredible ad, such a brilliant ad. Now you have a big athletic defender, Gary Payton Jr. as well. They got depth. They got a second unit that is actually good, like they used to in the good old days. Andre Iguodala is ageless. He should be Pharaoh too. And, you know, Steph and Draymond, you know, are you're talking about a transformational offensive player, transformational defensive player. It is awesome. I am so excited for the Golden State Warriors. They're winning the whole damn thing.
They're much more likable to me without Kevin Durant.
I agree.
Much more likable.
Well, it would be, I mean, you think about legacy because, look, it was never fair to me because they won one without Kevin Durant, but obviously then they were this super team, and I never totally bought into the whole, you know, how could you, like LeBron talking super team after what he did in Miami, like, huh? But it's true that Durant played for a rival and then switched to them. If they win one without him, then I mean, you're talking about cemented legacies there for a lot of people. And I think they're going to be right there. So I'm super pumped.
Is Steph Curry the best point guard to ever play the game?
Well, did you say that because...
No, I'm asking.
Well, he's not a point guard.
He's a point guard.
No, he's not.
Go look up his position. It's literally point guard.
But watch him play. He doesn't play point guard. Every single offensive set, all he does is run off screens because he's a two guard. And that's believe me, I've already gotten into this war on Twitter with people. And I'm sorry. He's a good passer, and he'll lead the break sometimes. But he, honestly, on their team, Draymond Green is their point guard. Steph Curry is their two guard, and you know, Klay Thompson is their other two guard. And by the way, Jordan Poole is also a nice addition. So anyway, that's a total – we don't have time for that. He's not a point guard, but he's the best – I mean, he's one of the most, like, impactful players ever. And he's the best shooter ever.
Yeah.
I mean, period. It's ridiculous.
Derek, what's your worst thing in sports for the week?
And so now this is where, you know, sometimes things don't really go well together. But and this is new for me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. If you are queasy at all, because honestly, I'm shaken by this and disgusted by it. I would not watch the video of Zach Stacy that is on TMZ right now.
Former Vanderbilt player,
the former Vanderbilt running back. It is very, very disturbing. Hitting his wife and throwing her into a television. I never want to hear that guy's name again around here.
It's pretty bad.
It's bad.
I would probably second your thoughts there. Probably just don't need to watch that one. It's not good. Michelle Knezvik, your best thing in sports for the week.
I'm going to start with worst because I had the same one as Joe, and just going to basically everything you said, Joe, absolutely horrific. I just saw that video pop up on my Twitter feed. But shows courage for her calling the cops, you know, reporting it, because obviously that's really hard too. But yeah, thoughts and prayers goes out to her and their little son, and hopefully we never have to hear his name again.
Yeah,
like you said.
The little son who had to watch that.
Yeah,
exactly. My best in sports, on a lighter note, we talked a lot about this week. AJ Brown last week came out with the video just surrounding his mental health and really raising awareness. I thought that Mike Vrabel had some awesome comments on Monday about this, and basically just saying how they use that as the forefront of their franchise, and he always just wants to let people know that they can come to him or anybody else in the organization. And then I think also too, we just had the Preds assistant coach on, Todd Richards, and he talked a little bit about mental health, and Mark on the team. So I just think it's great that organizations are speaking out on this. It's really just empowering, and it helps regular everyday people to know that these athletes are human as well, and they go through similar things that everybody else goes through. So that was my best in sports.
Very nice. My best thing in sports, Robbie Ray winning the Cy Young. Look, we don't have an MLB team here, and hopefully one day that changes. We got a lot of fun baseball players that are from this area or live in this area or call this area home. I mean, when you think about Mookie Betts, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. Robbie Ray just winning the Cy Young Award for the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, Matt Beatty's been on the Dodgers the last few years. David Price. I mean, you can go on and on the names that are around this area. We got a pretty awesome baseball town for a place that does not have an MLB team. And to see Robbie Ray, obviously out of Brentwood, winning the Cy Young Award yesterday, pretty cool. Robbie Ray, when I was playing ball, was a name that I heard a lot. I was like, oh, that Robbie Ray's pretty good, huh? And to see him go win a Cy Young Award is pretty sick. So Robbie Ray winning the Cy Young, my best thing in sports for this week.
Nice.
Worst thing, I mean, Zach Stacy, I think, goes without saying at this point. Pretty awful. On a lighter note, what's quickly becoming more of a worst thing in terms of just this constant barrage that we're seeing right now? The submissions for the Titans' nicknames are getting out of control on the text line retro.
I'm scared.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they're just continuing to come in.
There's got to be some good ones.
I think we're getting worse.
Ron had the Four Horsemen. I don't. Yeah. Ron also has Fantastic Four.
Yeah. I mean, they're coming in droves.
Joe,
nickname submissions.
When was
Titan
Joe's
defense.
Name? When was your name, Joe? I think maybe it was Ron or Keith or something.
I mean, it must have been Keith then.
Yeah, go to Keith because it was something with Rex Road.
I guess
we all love some wordplay for Rex Road's name.
Yeah, my app betrays me a lot. I can't. Did I block Keith or something? I don't know.
I don't think so. All right, let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joey from Gallatin texting in. The worst thing in sports, taunting penalty in football. The best thing, the transfer portal in college football. So, Joey, not a big fan of the taunting penalty in football. Is a big fan of the transfer portal. I've not heard many people say the transfer portal is awesome.
Yeah, more people would probably put that in the worst side. But sometimes it helps your team.
Yeah. Jim from Springfield texting in. The best thing I saw in sports was Dylan Cole's hit on the opening kickoff of the second half from practice squad to the spotlight. This is coming from Jim from Springfield.
It is a cool story and a heck of a hit.
Yeah, it was.
That was one of those, you know, sometimes a guy, you know, just fumbles. I mean, you rip the ball or whatever. That was like the force of the hit just forced the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
And that's really as much a game-winning play from that game as any.
By the way, Keith's name on the text line for the defense, Joe's Flex Rhodes. There you go.
I'll say big no on that. But, hey, I always appreciate you,
Keith. Heidi from Dixon texting in. The best is Vrabel and Braveheart. So, Braveheart. The worst is Braveheart without Vrabel. So, I guess Heidi's not a big fan of the actual movie Braveheart if it doesn't have Mike Vrabel in it.
Oh, so, man. Heidi's saying she's the best because she came up with that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it was pretty good.
But Dennis deserves a lot of love for that. And also, Braveheart's a great movie. Come on.
Yeah, very good.
That's got to be on the list for you, Michelle.
A little gory for me. I can't do any of that.
But it's yeah, it is. But actually, at the time, it was shocking. I'd say now it's pretty run-of-the-mill.
Chris, the best thing in sports, the clutch coffee delivery yesterday, no matter how much it cost.
Woo!
Did you pay, by the way?
Did save a lot of things.
Yeah. Shout out Katie Rexroad, who's 5:15 this morning. I got a Venmo.
5:15?
Wow.
So
did you
sweet.
Get like a did you get like a ding for that? I mean,
no.
It wouldn't matter because you would have been up, but that's so early to Venmo someone, you know? But that also tells you that I woke up Katie when I showered.
Best thing in sports, Katie Rexroad.
There you go.
This morning.
We got a couple of votes for this on the text line, which I would have to concur. Nate on the text line, my best thing in sports is tomorrow at 5 o'clock right here on 102.5 The Game with Jared and people around the Titans honoring the legacy of Floyd Reese.
Nice.
We miss you, GM, and we can never thank you and your family enough for what you did for this city. Going to be really awesome. First off, shout out to Jared yesterday for the way he closed the show. It was awesome to hear. And looking forward to tomorrow coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to Floyd going into the Ring of Honor for the Titans this weekend. Going to be really, really awesome to see that.
Yeah, I'm glad. Good job bringing that in because that absolutely deserves mention. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Donovan from Wisconsin saying, the best thing, Pecorine retirement ceremony. The bad, it's the off season for NASCAR. So no more NASCAR, the worst thing in sports.
Okay. Chase McCabe is with you. Keith, by the way, just put in the text line, you blocked me, Joe Rex blows. But obviously I didn't block it because I just read that.
Yes.
How quickly they turn on you.
Well, you thought that you might have blocked him.
Just needed you.
Good stuff for the best and worst thing in sports. This is one of my favorite segments of the week.
Mine too, Rob.
People coming up with stuff on the text line. I love it.
Except for Heidi.
I thought Heidi's was good.
She won this week.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but the movie's good.
The movie is good.
I just like to give Heidi a hard time. A.K.A. Lou.
We'll come back. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Take more of your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Join 102.5 The Game this Saturday night for the Bud Light Preds Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. There will be great drink specials. You can enter to win Preds tickets to an upcoming home game and watch the Preds take on the Montreal Canadiens. So join us this Saturday night at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 6 p.m. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.